So speaking of crushing whores,
Levi Garrett is a solid tobacco brand.
You don't ship with the door open, right?
I'm going to go get my wife.
Let me get in, Tropic Gal. Let me get into some off-the-lawn action. I hope it explodes in your face. And I proceed to mow the lawn on top of your roof. They don't have what I want. I want the big pack.
Let's go.
You looking for elites? You looking for legends? You looking for jacks? You looking for Hasbro? What are you looking for?
Let's go.
It's me, the Holiday Armadillo.
This is Duke Bags. As an action figure, 100%.
And now I can't not see Duke when I look at this figure. This now has become a Duke Bags figure, and it's unfortunate. In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. I am Handsome Kevin, and I'm with my ginger bear, the lover boy. He's my island boy. He's a little bit lighter on top than he used to be. He is my main man, Tropic Al, feeling the breeze, man, feeling the breeze. For you guys that don't know, Tropic Al, I'm not even going to let you talk yet. For everybody out there that don't know, I've been telling Tropic Al probably for a couple of years now, man, it's time to shave the head. And Tropic Al's response always was, can't do it. My wife says I look too scary. He's too scary, can't do it. But Tropic Al, meanwhile, time is shaving your head, right? Time was shaving your head. Finally, you got to pull the trigger, and you're part of the club now. You're part of the bald brethren. I want to know, how do you feel?
It's pretty good. I've got to give some really shameless plug here. The Manscaped Dome Shaver Pro is, I'm digging it so far. No issues whatsoever. Great battery life, all that stuff. Super simple. Get to shave it every couple of days. It's so nice not having to just worry with it. Yeah. Like it is nice. Again, I wear hats, you know, all the time because again the sun hates me with mm-hmm. this complexion.
Yeah,
but you know I get to wear hats all the time. I've been cycling through a lot of different hats and things like that I haven't got to wear as much. So it's nice. I was hoping that you know it might. Some of my old school Huntsville Stars hats might be closer to fitting. It's not quite there. Like
not quite there yet. Yeah.
The head is still giant, so it's
yeah, that is what changed. It is. Yeah. No, man, it looks great. I'm happy you did it. Happy you pulled the trigger. I'm happy you found a shaver.
Yeah.
That works and meets your needs. Now, I know that I've kicked off God, what was the company? Was it Groomy?
I think so.
It's
been a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I kicked them square off my lawn. I gotta give you a little bit of update. Cause you told me check out this man. And you've only had this shaver now for what, Tropical? A couple of weeks.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it, you know, you gotta come back to me with a status update about the 3 month mark and tell me how it's doing. But I actually fired up the Groomy, right? Cause now I have two of them that don't work and I have some other just jackass company's razor shaver that I bought. I've been talking with my barber. I'm still thinking I might get one from him. I'm not sure yet. But the Groomy, for whatever reason, I decided, you know what, I'm gonna fire this thing up and see if it kicks on. It kicks on, Tropical. And it's working. And it's working. It's working great. I don't know what to think about that company, man. It reminds me, I had a, you remember the Xbox 360, of course.
Yep. Yeah.
So I had the Xbox 360, and the Xbox 360 I had went circle of death on it, right? Yep. The red circle. You remember that, of course. Yep. So what I did was, because at the time I didn't have, like, you know, extra Xbox 360 money on me. You know, it wasn't an easy, like, I'll just replace this 360. So I started playing Nintendo games on my computer.
Yeah.
There used to be a site, it was called, like, 8 NES or 8-bit NES, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And you could just play any of the games, right? So I played a shitload of Tecmo Super Bowl, right? I had so much fun with that. Almost to the point of, like, I was like, I don't give a shit about the Xbox anymore. I'm just playing old Nintendo games on my computer, having a great time. One day, I turned it on just to see. Fired up, and that same Xbox 360 is still working. I gave it to my buddy J-Bo. I said, hey, man, here's the Xbox 360, a ton of games, knock yourself out. You and the kids have fun. You think that's going to be the situation? You think this groomy is going to live? It's going to be the test of time now?
You know, it could be. It's so fascinating. Electronics, we've been dealing with a lot of that fun at work. More to come on that, probably. But the, you know, sometimes it just takes time. I had the Red Ring of Death, and actually Xbox would send you a label and fix it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like
I was unaware of that. Yeah.
So I did some research because I remember it was in my my first home that I had owned. Had it hooked up to the big screen TV, like the big projection, high def. Yeah. One of the first big purchases I made that was a giant, like weighed 1,000 pounds. It seemed like, but I had it hooked up. Was playing NCAA football. I can't remember exactly what year, if it was 2010. It had Darren McFadden on the cover. I remember that.
Oh, so that's going to be closer to like 7, doesn't it?
Was it 7, 8, 9, or 10? It was somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
But, you know, because they could only get on the cover then once they left.
Yeah.
But I remember it had Darren McFadden. It was loading, and then all of a sudden, I saw the red ring just appear around it, and I was like, no, because I'd been hearing about it.
Right.
I sent it off. They turned it around within, like, 2 weeks. No charge. Like,
yeah.
Had it fixed, because they knew it was basically like a recall on your car. Fixed it. It allegedly still resides in my office and works to this day, 20 years old.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. See, and mine, I didn't send it in. I had no idea you could do that.
Yeah.
No idea.
That was one of their things, because people were losing their minds. Like, hey, my Xbox, when they updated it to, you know, the original was the white column with the hard drive that you would set in on top.
Yeah.
Well, they had the built-in hard drive when they updated it. Was it the Kinect? They started adding it, and they came out with a black console. It was still the Xbox 360, but it was a black console Xbox 360, and it didn't have the removable hard drive on the top anymore, like the big gray piece. So
yeah.
Wow. Reliving some memories here. This is
Man. That's been a while. It's been a while since I played any 360.
They updated that the fan, the cooling system, because that's what it was. It was something was overheated, and that's why you got the red ring of death.
Interesting. I didn't know any of that. I see, and I didn't dig into it. I just went, okay, I got the red ring of death. That means, because I heard about it, and all I remember hearing about it was that means your console's toast. Mm-hmm. So I just, and I, like I say, I got really, really into that. Whatever site it was, it was like 8-bit NES. There was something NES, or it was NES 8, whatever it was, man. It was amazing. You could play like every Nintendo game you can think of. Yeah. Right there on your computer, man. It was so much. And like the controls was just, you know, the controls on the NES controllers were just,
you had two directions buttons and two buttons.
Right. So to be able to play it on computer was super easy at that point. So you fire up that Tecmo Bowl. You know how quickly you can break tackles? All you got to do is press the two buttons. Mm-hmm. You could modify it. So I would obviously, over here, I'd be doing the one and two were my A and B buttons. Mm-hmm. And then I'd do my D-pad where it was the WASD. So I was just crushing whores on Tecmo Bowl, man. That was awesome. Yeah. Anyways, dropping out. Those are good memories. Those are good things. Those are happy things. And
Speaking of crushing whores.
Yeah. So speaking of crushing whores, let's get into some lawn dropping out. Why don't we get into it? Let's exercise some demons, man. Let's kick those sad, sorry sacks off our lawn, Tropical. It's time to kick folks off the lawn. Who is exiting your lawn this time around?
Well, so I've had so many interactions and times to listen to you since then, so that's going to be healthy. Just forewarning, like, you prick.
Me? Yeah. No.
Since we recorded last, though, Money in the Bank occurred. I am done with Wade Barrett on commentary. Like, I'm not for me. Like, every time I hear him, I'm just like, he doesn't
do it for you.
Yeah, he does the flip-flopping mid-match, you know, like, heel face, you know, because, well, I had a rivalry with this person, so I need to, you know, change my stance on the, you know, the commentary, but you're supposed to be the heel commentator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't find it within the confines of his commentary, him changing his opinion based on his interactions as a talent? You don't find that? Like, to me, that's kind of a layer, man.
So, going back to the heel commentary of the modern world, I tend to enjoy someone that's a lot more consistent. I'm not a, just over-the-top huge fan, but, like, Corey Graves was more consistent to stay on the heel side, to stay heelish,
yeah,
regardless of any history, any past, anything like that. Like, you may address it, but you stayed on the heel side of things.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, speaking of Money in the Bank, Becky Lynch in general can get off my lawn.
Yep.
I am. Her and Charlotte have both fallen off.
Mm-hmm.
She's the new Hulk Hogan for me. Like, rather than the Lyra Valkyra, rather than put her over, like, it's coming to her and it's like, well, we're going to do this match. And I get a feeling like Becky's like, that's not going to work for me, brother.
Yeah, I want to say I'm still a Becky fan, but something's missing now. Something doesn't seem to be there. And Charlotte has been on her way tumbling down the mountain at a very fast clip for a number of years now. She's gotten to the point where she's almost unwatchable.
Yeah, there's something wrong. I don't know how to put it, to explain it. Like, Bayley is still my favorite women's wrestler. Like, just
Bayley's tremendous, man.
Yeah. Like, there's something about it. I think it exudes it. Like, her passion and love for this business.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it. Like, you make them feel it. Like, when you believe it, you make them feel it. And that's the kind of thing that I see is missing from Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I feel like there's some of the, we're going through the motions here.
Yep.
She's got talent still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's got some talent, but there's a lot of stuff that I'm just like, you're not the same. You're not that last kicker anymore. You're not the steampunk princess. You're not the man anymore. Like, right. This is, I was
too much Seth influence in her presentation at this point. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying it's all just because of Seth, but like the way that she presents, it does feel like a lot of kind of Seth Rollins influence in the way that she does present. And that's, I don't know. It's just not the same. You know what I mean? Like, there is something missing there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not great. So speaking of broads crossing the street, I got one for you. Like, it was the day after we recorded. So, where I live, there's an intersection that they've just repaved, Bailey Cove Road. So I'm waiting to pull out, and a lady's hitting the button to cross Bailey Cove where I'm going to be turning left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's hitting the crosswalk button. Okay. Well, I get the green light to go. It's still she's getting this. Well, she starts crossing because she sees the red light on Bailey Cove, just starts crossing, and then proceeds to look at me like I'm the idiot and yell at me and flip me off as she's standing in the middle of this. Like, I've got a green light. I have to turn left, lady. Like, you're the one standing in the middle of the road with a don't walk sign.
Right. The universal red hand, right, Tropical? Yeah.
Like, she had hit the button and stuff, and it made the red light at Bailey Cove, but we have a left turn. You have to wait till the other side's going. That's when you're going to get the walk signal, the white silhouette of a dude walking, and you get a timer that's like 20, 19, 18, one of those. That lady, she's looking at me like I'm the idiot here.
Right. Yeah.
You're the one standing in traffic. Moron. Anyway. So this one has to do with these clickbait artists, and I don't know what's going on, but Bubba the Love Sponge is reporting like a lot of stuff vehemently from a very reliable source, as he would say.
I have not heard that name in a long time.
Yeah. Basically, I had stuff pop up on the timeline. Like, Hulk Hogan is on his deathbed. He's in a coma. He's in all this, and he's reporting all this stuff. And I'm like, regardless you're still trying to hold on to whatever bit of relevancy through that name.
Yeah.
That can get off my lawn, man. Like, if it is, that's his family's business.
Yeah.
If it's true. If it's not, what a horrible piece of crap you are trying to just get some notoriety because of yours and Hulk Hogan's, you know, past relationship and all these things that you're just trying to get the attention or grab clickbait headlines and things like that, you know, reporting that he had complications with his heart after this last neck surgery and he's in a coma right now. He's on a ventilator. He's, you know, this, he's that, you know, they're calling the family in because it's not looking good for the Hulkster. And
so one of the things, Tropicale, with that though, like, it is, you know, it's certainly, it's the family's business, right?
Yeah.
You're 100% right there. At the same time, he's a public figure that, you know, I mean, he's going to be reported on, you know, for better, for worse. Now, if
they basically
it is,
have a segment like Polacco Watch on this. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's like, I mean,
it's not just one time that he reported it and left it at that. Like, it's from a very reliable source. Like,
gotcha.
He's got somebody, I don't know, working in the hospital that's speaking to him that, oh, it's not looking good. But that's,
yeah, it's a little much. It's a little much.
That just rubs me the wrong way that you're still trying to use that to get you some clicks, to get you some notoriety and stuff. That just bothers me. Like, if the man is dying, leave it be. If he's not dying, you are the worst scum of the earth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
Kevin.
Were you kicking me off your lawn?
Oh, gosh. I have like 5 paragraphs of kicking you off the lawn.
Why in the world would you have 5 paragraphs kick me off the lawn? I'm a lovable guy, Tropicale. I'm a live, laugh, love kind of guy.
Let's see. From a couple episodes of the Year of Duke and Rogue ago, Kevin besmirching country music. Savio is not the best.
Savio's the best.
Levi Garrett is a solid tobacco brand.
is that still around?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't say it was bad. I just didn't know what it was.
Yeah. I'm just telling you. I'm informing you of things that
you're educating me. I appreciate
country
it.
Country music is fine. Savio is not the best. Levi
he is
Garrett
the best.
Is. And it's like, and don't you dare besmirch. Don't go messing with the country boy or Hank Williams. You don't mess with those songs, all right?
Tropicale, come on. Tropicale, it's a catchy song, but come on now.
I know you have
a soft spot for country music. I hate it. Never liked it, never going to like it, not going to happen. Savio is the best. And don't go much like it's what are you talking about? Don't mess with that song. It's 3 lines.
Yeah.
It's not a musical masterpiece, man.
Yeah. Sub in anything from Fighting Federline. It's not a musical masterpiece.
You haven't listened to the catalog.
I'm going to save that one for last because you're a moron. Like,
here we go. Great. Yeah.
The Sam Stackhouse interview
was
great, as he doesn't watch much mediocre wrestling with the likes of Jimmy Del Rey.
Whoa. He said he was going to study Jimmy.
And then Kevin not asking the pooping with the door open question right. Because you did not, when you're alone at home, that's the way it was set up. It's like, do you poop with the door open, Sam? No, of course not. You don't wash your clothes in the toilet. You don't go to a porta potty to wash your clothes. No. The statement is, and I'm defending my boy Double T here.
Oh, jeez.
He was home alone, so he just left the door open. Had to go in, handle business. You guys turn the camera on when he's not in the studio.
He was not home alone. He had the rest of us and all of the viewers watching him. He was not home alone. All right, and
the camera on when he had turned it off.
No, Tropicale. The question is asked properly. I know you love to defend Double T, but the question was asked properly. The question is, You don't, well, I mean, it's not really a question. It's more of a statement. You don't shit with the door open, right? And he doesn't, right? Sam doesn't do that because he's not an animal. He doesn't wash his clothes in the port-a-john, right? Because he's a civilized human. These are regular people things, man.
I want you, the listeners, anyone listening out there, to note this when we get to something else. And, like, can you trust Kevin's logic on anything? Because I'm going to get to the last one. It's gonna clear things up for you a whole bunch.
Oh, I'm going to clear things up for you.
Kevin, make up your mind. Shining Wizards Hall of Fame.
I knew you were going to bring this up. You said,
does longevity matter or not, Kevin?
So what you're doing here? No. I knew you were going here. And I think this is a classic miscommunication, because what I was doing was I was using their own argument against them. That's what I was doing. It wasn't now we're going to base on longevity. Now we're going to not. What I was doing, I was using their own argument against them. That's it.
You were saying that longevity didn't matter because you were trying to get the Dudley boys into the Shining Wizards Hall of Fame, and then lost your mind because when they tried to besmirch Bobby B's longevity.
No. You're wrong on this. So we're talking about title reigns, and that's what you had mentioned while we were live. You talked about the longevity of the title reigns. I was talking about longevity of their tenure as a team, longevity of the team, because they were talking about how their title reigns were short, right? Longevity of the team in the mainstay. Yes, big time. Same thing with Bobby B. Not only did he have a long longevity, right? He had the longevity. He also had a title reign that was long. Bobby B, hands down, Hall of Fame talent. Now, what I was doing was I was using that argument of the longevity of the reigns against them in favor of my guy, Bobby B, right? Because one of their arguments was, well, look at their title reigns were so short. Sure, the title reigns were so short, but look at the longevity of their career as a team.
You were besmirching Demolition's title reign longevity.
Now, Tropical, let's turn that around and say, okay, well, they wanted to argue the fact that Dudley Boys didn't have long title reigns. Well, guess who did? Bobby B. How? Which way are we going with this, right, Tropical? That, and I think that's
what I'm asking you, Kevin.
That's what I'm saying to you, man. I'm explaining. I was taking that argument that the title reigns were short. That was their argument against the Dudley Boys. But Bobby B's wasn't. So which way are we going to argue? Like, which way, what road are we going to take? Both of them are Hall of Famers in my mind. Dudley Boys had a long, long tenure as a top tag team. Right, they might have had short title reigns, but a long tenure as a top tag team. Now, Bobby B, they're saying maybe not in the Hall of Fame. He had longevity as a top talent and as a world champion. He has got both of those things, so there's no argument to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. Whereas if they're going to take the Dudley Boys and go, well, their title reigns were short. Okay, but look at the longevity of the career of the team. You know what I mean? Like, I was angling, Tropical. I know my arguments. And
yeah,
you latched on. No, it's not. And you latched onto one little thing, right? Maybe you missed a piece. And then he went, no. Which one is it?
You besmirched Demolition's title run. You were trying to drag down.
No, not their title run. The longevity of them as a top team. That was the difference in that argument. The Dudley Boys had a much longer career as a top tag team than Demolition did. Demolition had a long run as champions, but not a long run as a top tag team. That's the difference in the argument, Tropical. Man, I should start lawyering up.
Again, remember this, like any, let's see, Scotland saved Backlund's life by throwing in the towel, and then that's Coffin Cam, there's something wrong with you.
You don't think it'd work?
No.
All right.
All right. The last one, finally, so we can move on from this. Get a conversation going with Kevin. Yep. Found a snake in the house. Yeah. Molly has to extract it, first of all. While Kevin's coming up with the plan.
She did. Yeah. All right, I'm going to explain this story, too, because I'll set you right on this one, but go ahead.
Ask, hey, Kevin, what color's the snake? Green. Green. And so I send him a description of a green snake native to Minnesota that lives in grassy areas around water. Kevin has a pond on his property. I was thinking, okay, yeah, maybe green snake. Look more black to me.
It's called a black snake, numbnuts. Yeah, and you want to listen to Kevin's argument about anything?
Well, there's shadows. He doesn't
know basic colors.
There's shadows in the basement, Tropical, you know? Shadows and stuff. No,
one got a black marker here, Kevin.
Ooh. So,
that's clearly a green one. So Tropical, yes. I woke up in the morning. I think it was last weekend. It was last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. Doesn't matter. And I go downstairs, start strutting my miles. And I open up the door, and when I open up the door, I look down, and I see what I believe may be a snake at the bottom of the stairs. So what do I do, Tropical? I kind of...
You screamed?
No. I opened up the door, kind of took one step down, and went, oh, that's a snake. And I kind of gave it the imposing, like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, I kind of gave it the intimidation face, right? I might even pointed at it and said, gotcha. Gotcha, snake. Right? So, and I figured... My wife is going to want to know. There's a snake in the house. We don't know why. It's the first one we ever. There's no reason to have a snake in the house. So, and I walk upstairs. I tell Molly. I said, "Hey, I'm about 99%-ish sure there's a snake at the bottom of the stairs in the basement around that. Well, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty positive." And she goes, "A snake?" And I said, "Yeah, pretty sure. Pretty sure." She gets out of bed, puts on her robe, puts on, I think she called them muck boots. Is that a thing?
Yep.
They like rubber? Is that?
Yep.
Why in the world would she? I don't know why she would have those.
Because when you're walking through muck, it won't ruin the boots. You can just wash it off.
Why would you? But why would she need muck boots?
Because Molly goes outside and does things around your home and probably doesn't want to track mud in, so she can wash it off when she's done doing all the outdoor work. Other than riding on a lawnmower.
but she also, like, she was going into the basement. Doesn't make any sense to have to put... I didn't say, hey, the basement doesn't flood. I just said there's a snake in the basement.
Do you they're less likely to strike through the muck boots. It's a little bit more durable than most other shoes.
Well, I'm going to go back then, right, to my first statement. When I opened up that door, and I gave it the intimidation, right, pointed at it, gotcha. Right?
Yeah. I'm going to go get my wife.
No, I put the fear into it, man. I think I scared it. I pretty much scared it half to death is what I'm thinking. Because I told my wife, she got out of bed, she put on a robe, she put on some muck boots. And I'm devising a plan, right? Because in my mind, I'm like, you got to get a bucket, right? You drop the bucket over the snake. You flip the rug over, right? Then you got the snake contained. You bring it outside and you huck it, right? That was the plan. But I was just devising the plan. Okay, where's my bucket? Right. How am I going to attack this? Right. How am I going to do this? And my mind was like, well, I already scared it half to death. I know that. So it's probably going to be pretty easy to get it in the bucket. But meanwhile, Molly comes, grabs some gloves, starts walking downstairs. So I just grab Bailey because I don't need Bailey, you know, grabbing the snake or biting the snake or anything like that. I don't want any of that happening. And she walks downstairs, walks back upstairs, snake in hand. And she's holding it like it's a newborn puppy. And she said, "This is the saddest snake I've ever held in my life." She goes, "This is halfway dead." And she went outside and she released it out into the wild. Now, Tropical, remember when I told you I opened up that door and gave it that intimidating, right? Gave it that intimidation look. Gotcha. I scared the mother effer half to death. That's most of the work right there. All Molly had to do was go pick up the corpse and take it out.
No. It probably hadn't eaten in days.
No, I scared it, man. I can do that. That's what I do. I can scare a snake to just within the intimidation.
I'm going to have to hang some fake bats around your house just for fun.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. It's not a good idea. Nah, man, it's,
hear the snake scream from Kevin.
There was no snake scream. All right, there was no snake scream at all. But that it was strange, man.
Yeah,
I don't. I have no idea how it would get in. Once it was like Molly said, it was probably because like it accidentally got in when it was a little like a littler guy.
Yeah.
And then just had to hung out and then found the warmest spot it could.
Yeah.
And then just laid there.
And didn't have, you know, the resources like, you know, the animals it would have came across and eaten outside.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So. Weird. Weird, man. Yeah, but why are you kicking me off the lawn for that?
Your description of a snake, you moron.
I killed a snake.
What color is the snake? It's green.
It was like a green and a black. There was, and I said, it was multicolored.
Oh, it's probably black.
it was multicolored.
Yeah.
It could be both green and black, Troy.
I asked my son what color the snake is. I show him a picture of it. And, oh, it's black. Yeah.
It can be both. It can have, there's plenty of multicolored snakes out there in the animal kingdom, man. I think we all know that, you know. Red touches black, it'll bite your sack, something like that. Red touches
yellow will kill a fella.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, it's fine. I don't plan on being around any of those snakes, and if I am around them, I'll just do the intimidation move.
Get bit in the face.
Nah, not me, man. Not me. Not me. Not me. Tropicale. I'm still on your lawn. Deal with it, buddy boy. So let me get in. Let me get in, Tropicale. Let me get into some off the lawn action. I'm going to start with this. You know, I'm a dog owner. You're a dog owner. If you're walking your dog, you leash your dog. That's the way it goes. Just leash your dog. I don't care how well trained you think your dog is. Don't care. Don't give a shit. Never will. If you're out in public walking your dog, you leash your dog. Tropicale, I am about to go into the office the other morning. And I'm sitting there listening to the last little segment of the morning show I listened to. And a lady walks by my car. The dog walked by about, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds earlier. And then the lady comes strolling by. And what does the lady have in her hand, Tropicale?
Probably a leash.
The leash. What's the effing point, man? What's the effing point? Just to say, oh, I have one in case something happens? No, no. You're out in public. You're in a town. You're walking your dog. It's not that hard to leash up the dog. And it's not like the dog is just happy to be out there on the walk. Leash him up. It's irresponsible. It drives me nuts. It just drives me nuts. Leash up your dog. Fireworks, Tropicale. I hate fireworks. I hate them. These a-holes. We do it every year around this time, Tropicale. These amateur pyrotechnicians, every last one of them, I hope they blow their dicks off. I really do, Tropicale. I hope it explodes in your face. I really hope it does. Knock it off. You like fireworks? Go to a fireworks show. They have plenty of them around. It just drives me nuts. Just drives me nuts. And you know what, Tropicale? People are saying like, "Oh, it's only 10 o'clock. It's Friday." Yeah, because nobody else in the GD world works. Nobody else works on Saturday. People work Saturday morning. They work Sunday morning. Some people are probably, you know, just getting home from work, wanting to go to bed. Like, and you're like, "Oh, no, but my schedule, I have tomorrow off, so I'll just stay up all night light fireworks." Stop it, you selfish pricks. Knock it off. Oh, and people that have newborns, Tropicale, you were in that situation. And how delightful was it to try and put down a newborn, or maybe just get a newborn down, and then all of a sudden over your house you hear kaboom because somebody wants to light off a firework?
The fireworks weren't so bad with the boy. The dog is still like thunder, fireworks, like the high alert.
Yeah. Horrible, man. Horrible. It's just, and like, I mow my lawn at 9 a.m. That's good neighbor rules, man. 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., right? 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Those are the good neighbor rules,
yeah.
Right? It's like if I wake up at 3:45 in the morning to go do my walk, but instead of doing my walk, I fire up the lawnmower, and I proceed to mow the lawn on top of their roof. You know what I mean? Like, knock it off. Stop it. Think of other people. Golly. Oh, Tropicale. Fireworks are just... I drove past a fireworks stand yesterday.
part of me wanted just to maybe grab a Zippo and see what happened. really start the show, right?
Yeah, that's a felony, Kevin. Don't do that.
That's a felony, you think?
Yeah.
Well, why would that be a felony?
Arson? Public harm? You know, all sorts of stuff like that.
There's a handful of things.
Yeah, they're going to stack it up.
Maybe they shouldn't stack it up.
They're going to, though.
I don't want them to.
Like your Tropic cellmates, they're going to stack you up.
Yeah, I'm sure they would, because I'm a fancy boy. you're familiar with Teslas, right?
Yep.
And Teslas have a fair amount of technology in them.
Fair, yep.
Probably more technology than the majority of the cars on the market.
That's all good assumptions thus far.
Yeah, yep. And now Tesla's always, they have a self-parking mode, right?
Yes.
They also let you know if you're in or out of lines when you're parking, yeah?
Yeah.
So when I leave the store yesterday, and I get in my Subaru, why is there a Tesla kitty corner parked with its nose hanging out behind my Subaru?
That's a great question. They may not want people to park next to their precious vehicle.
I was already parked, Tropical. There was nobody next to me when I parked my Subaru. I come out, and this because I at this Target, right, man, I'm a side-of-the-building guy. If you can get one of those prime side-of-the-building spots, that's a nice spot to park. And I use those usually open at the Target that I stop at. There's nobody there. I park. Nobody next to me. Looks great. I even asked before I got out of the car. I was like, hey, pretty good on that side, because I always check my lines, man. I got to make sure I'm in the lines. Parking's an easy thing to do. Nobody parked next to me. I come out, this car backed in to its parking spot next to me, and the nose of the car is out in front of the ass of my Subaru. Why?
I genuinely think people don't know how to park anymore. Like they're, and like the self-park feature, which, granted, with Teslas, it's what all the upgrades you buy, so it may not have that feature. But I know they've got the 360 cameras in every one of them.
So he knows.
Yes. And he doesn't care because he drives a Tesla. And you're in your lowly Subaru. You piece of dung.
Well, are they worse than Audi guys?
They are in a similar vein. They're like a second cousin to Audi guys, where Audi guys are the worst. Okay. Well, I mean, there's layers. Like yellow Corvette guy, you don't have to tell me you're a douchebag. I got it.
Yep.
You know, that's one of those things. But the people that will drive, like, this is their road. How dare you get in their way? How dare you question me? Like I am perfect in all things. I drive an Audi, or I drive a Tesla.
Yeah,
Tesla is your Audi right now.
Yeah, man, I think so. I got nothing against the. I got nothing against the vehicles themselves, but this is the first time I've actually had an encounter with one that was set up like this, and I'm going, how do you? I would have had the same issue with it if it was a Prius or a Dodge Dart or a Hornet, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I would have still had the same issue with it. But it's exceptionally bad when the car has the tech in it to know that you park like a douche and you still did it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just like, left that's, it there.
Yeah, that's the bigger problem I have.
You crapped on the sidewalk and just walked away.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. It's like we're in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So Tropical. One quick story, and I'm going to get on to my next off my lawn. Because we talked about cars, right? The Audi guy and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to welcome somebody to my lawn because I laugh so damn hard. We were driving yesterday, and are you familiar with a Fiero?
Yes.
And is that a Pontiac?
I believe so.
Yes, a Pontiac Fiero, kind of an 80s, early 90s type of a, kind of their answer to a Ferrari in a way. Is that what it was?
I wouldn't say Ferrari. Like, it was a, it wasn't their answer to Ferrari. It was something that was designed in a similar vein.
Okay. Like it was an answer to a muscle car in a way. Sleek.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Let's see. Made from 84 to 88. Notable for being Pontiac's first two-seater since 1938.
Okay.
And it was a rear engine car. So yeah, I guess that would be Pontiac's version of a like your Ferrari instead of the rear engine cars. So that's fair. I'll give it that.
Look at that, man. Look at, I know stuff about cars. So we are driving and we're coming up to a stoplight and I go in the left lane to make my left turn. And from behind me passes a Fiero. And Molly is always blown away by me when I know, like, the off weird. Like, we were on the freeway one time and I spotted a Toyota Tercel from miles away. I said, holy shit, I think that's a Tercel. Mm-hmm. And Molly goes, what? And I said, I'm pretty positive that's a Tercel. And she goes, Kevin, you don't know anything about cars. So we caught up to it. And I said, yeah, look at that. What does that say? And she goes, Tercel. She goes, why do you know this? She gets aggravated that I know, like, just the weird stuff, right? So anyways.
Don't know his colors, but he'll know a Toyota Tercel. So.
Oh, yeah, I could spot a Tercel from miles away. So the Fiero drives past us, and it's two lanes of traffic that keep going forward. And I go, oh, shit, that's a Fiero. Look at that. And Molly's right away goes, what? And I said, it's a Fiero. Like that's kind of a badass rig. And the Fiero guy pulls up to the light, and right next to him, on his right side, is a Ferrari. And the guy in the Fiero revs his engine a little bit, waves, and gives the thumbs up. And I, whoever that Fiero guy is, man, that's a guy I could hang out with.
It's like, I want to party with you, sir.
I want to hang out with Mr. Fiero, man, because we can agree. Because I think that obviously, like, the price point on those Fieros were a lot lower too, were they not?
Oh, well, I mean, compared to a Ferrari, yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but just compared to other cars that would be in that, like, in that vein, I thought they were kind of a cheaper version, more of an everyman version of those style car.
Yeah, it was the us lesser folks could have us a Magnum PI-esque car.
Yeah. So, Fiero guy, I want to hang out with him, man. Because in my mind, I hear him laughing while he revs the engine next to the Ferrari, or the Ferrari, and, like, waves at him, gives a thumbs up, like, look at me, man. Fiero guy, Ferrari guy. Fiero guy.
I feel like there's a Motley Crue tape stuck in the deck of that car.
Sure hope so, man. It was so good. It was so good. One. I'm going to slide two more in here quick. I'm going to be quick about it here. On the way to the sweet spot yesterday, Rancho Loco. There is, again, I've referenced this highway before. Highway 8 used to be one of the most dangerous highways. Again, sometimes I wish it still was. We're at the lights. It is one eastbound lane, one westbound lane. We are heading west. We're at the lights. And at these set of lights, there is turn lanes. Once you could take, if you're heading west like we were, you could take a left. And if you're heading east, you could still, I mean, you'd take a left, right? They're turn lanes. You know how stoplights work.
Yeah.
So the light turns green and traffic starts moving west. There is a truck that decides to use the eastbound turn lane as a passing lane and guns it to go around the traffic in front of them. One of the dumbest, most dangerous things I have seen by anybody driving in a while. It's people like that, Tropical. I want them to lose control of the wheel and flip. Why do you think it's acceptable to use an eastbound turn lane as a passing lane while you're heading west? Right? It makes no sense at all. He had to pass probably 5-6 cars Like, there is nothing smart or safe about it. You're putting yourself in harm's way as well as other drivers. For what? So you can get to your destination a couple minutes sooner? Knock it off. Stop driving like a jackass. Just stop it. Just stop it, Tropic Hill. Golly, that pissed me off yesterday.
Yep.
If I'm wrong on any, like I always say, Tropic, if I'm wrong on any of these lawns, you let me know. But that is just, it's so, so horrible.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Last one, Tropical, and this one kind of made me chuckle because we had a little interaction last night. We were at the local and we were getting a couple of mollies on our way to North Carolina.
Just come on, go raise up.
Oh, wait, go say hi to Big Daddy. I wonder where Big Daddy is out there.
I feel like he's closer to me than, well, not okay. Closer to me than the East Coast of North Carolina, but you know,
right,
like,
yeah.
He's more on this side of the state.
Yeah, who doesn't know geography now, Tropical?
Did you find that long, skinny state on the side of the East Coast there?
Maine.
Did you find? You rode the bus with the three seats, and that's it, right?
I didn't ride the bus. I walked. So Tropical, we're in the local, and we got to grab some snacks for Molly because she a 20 hour drive. Because I guess driving is part of the fun on this. I don't know. I don't understand the drive on this one, Tropical. Just being honest with you, but. We go to the snack aisle, and there is a couple. They're probably in their mid-early 20s, I'm guessing. And the guy is looking at the snacks, and he goes, "Ah, they don't have it. This is bullshit. They don't have it. This is bullshit. They don't have what I want. This is bullshit." And then it turns out he goes, "Well, no, I want the big pack." So they have what you want. They just don't, they're not selling it in the quantity that you desire. And this is bullshit. Tropical, I'll tell you, this is not bullshit. They have one, even if they didn't have what you want, guess what? It's not. All right. It's not. Go find it somewhere else. All right, bub, just go find it somewhere else. And when they do have what you want, but just not in the quantity that you want it in. Again, this is not BS. Get your head out of your ass. So you know what Molly does? She turns around to him. She goes, "You should go to Costco." Which I couldn't agree with more, Tropical. I love Costco.
You and your Costco. It's
the best.
I told Molly, I said, if they ever put those apartments in, just y'all are moving.
Or, I love Costco.
Kevin is moving. Like there's a recording studio that's going to be in an apartment in Costco.
Yeah. It's so good, man. You get anything you need. You can buy it in bulk. You save yourself some money. There's nothing bad about Costco. That's the best part about it. There's nothing bad. The only bad thing about Costco sometimes is the other people in Costco. But that's not Costco's fault. That's not Costco's fault at all.
Yeah.
Got to get that upgraded membership, though. We haven't done that yet. And there's a lot of cash back on the upgraded membership. So, and you get the early access, which is a nice feature.
So yeah, we have that at the Sam's.
Well, Sam's is trash. Yeah. Yeah, Sam's is trash.
Yeah.
So,
why don't you go back to Birmingham and walk around?
I'm not walking around Birmingham ever, Tropical. I'm never walking around Birmingham. Golly.
Okay, reroute your flight to New Jersey through Birmingham. That's what I hope.
That would be awful. I wouldn't leave the airport. and the Birmingham airport is not very good either.
It's not.
It kind of sucks. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to say I'd rather go to Missouri. But Birmingham's trash.
It belongs in Missouri? Is that what you're saying?
Sam's Club is the Birmingham of
it is not.
Yeah, Sam's is the Birmingham. I'm just thinking, going back to that, but it is kind of dumb, right, Tropical? You can still get what you want, but you're screaming that it's bullshit, that you can't get the quantity.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Well, then buy more. Buy more of these then if you, you want more.
You know, that's a great thought. I never even had that thought, Tropicale. That's the next logical thought. Buy two.
I wanted buy this four. Exact amount.
Right. Buy eight. Who gives a shit? Buy as many as you need. Oh, great, great tug, Tropicale, man. You put on your thinking cap today.
It's not hard. Like, that's the thing. Like, that was that one. Okay, they don't have the share size packs. I'll just buy two of the regular packs and call it a day.
Right, man.
Problem solved. Problem staying solved. Rangers lead the way. Like, that's
good job, Tropicale. Yeah, that's smart. That thought never even crossed my mind. I was just so hung up on the fact that he was so upset that they didn't have the quantity that he wanted to buy. Yeah. Huh. Molly, yeah, good tug, Tropicale.
You can buy a box of it.
Yeah. You can buy a crate of it, man. You can buy whatever you need. You want a pallet? You know what I haven't done yet? And I don't know how soon this is going to happen or not. But they have those, like, buggies on wheels at Costco.
Yeah.
Like, usually I just grab the cart because they got really good-sized carts.
Yeah.
But they got those, like, open-ended ones, man, you can walk around with. I might try one of these days. I might just to see, just to try
you're
it on.
Freak Molly out. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah, probably. Oh! Another thing, we've been to Costco since last we recorded. I promise we're going to move on. I just got one more I want to slide in. We prep the cart at Costco.
Right?
You prep the cart. So all the person that's checking you has to do is grab the gun and go ding, 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 and away you go. Right? Prep your cart. It's easy. One guy we checked out with, he looked at it. He goes, "This is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is the best cart I've seen in a while." It took us like maybe 30 seconds to check out. That's him ringing everything up and everything. Swipe the card and away we go. Prep your cart at Costco. It's not hard to do. All they need to do is see the barcodes. That's all. Just see the barcodes. And if all of your stuff is in there and they got to start flipping over and around every other thing, you're holding up the line. Knock it off. Prep your cart. Get off my lawn. Sorry, Tropicale. I went extended, man.
It happens.
Yeah. What do you want to do, man? You got a loaded question you want to get into?
I do.
All right.
So this one was so much fun because when I saw it and I was like, oh, that's for today. Commercial or TV show that makes you want to Elvis a TV? There's a famous story of Elvis that I forgot what was on the TV now.
Okay.
But he just pulled out his revolver and shot the TV. He did not like what was on it and just shot it. Has there ever been a commercial or television show?
Yeah.
I know around campaign season,
that
gets me going like any
every time.
Any political ad. I'm just, beep.
Yep, I'm right with
send
you.
It. But has there been, like, I know people that got... certain television shows, and again, I don't know if you need a spoiler alert warning or something, but when certain characters died or certain things happened that you weren't expecting and get so angry, I mean, I'm sure it's Cowboys fans every week. It's
oh boy.
But has there been one that made you want to just, this has got to go?
Yeah. There's one that comes to mind right away, and it's within the last couple of years here, and I believe it was a Gatorade commercial.
Yeah.
And throughout the entire commercial, all people were doing was yelling, "Let's go!" Like the entire, and they were doing different sports, different bullshit, and every person, they score a goal in a soccer field, "Let's go!" They score a bucket on a basketball court, "Let's go!" Oh, I hate it, Tropicale. Oh boy, do I hate it. I wanted to shoot the MF and TV so hard. I wanted to be done with. I wanted to kick the son of a bee. I hated it. TV show, Tropicale. I'll tell you a TV show. Roseanne.
Okay.
I'm not in for Roseanne, man. I move smooth past Roseanne. Don't need it. Don't want it. Just keep on moving forward, man. I don't like her voice. I've never found her to be funny. There's nothing about Roseanne that I think is appealing at any stage of her career. She sucks. I don't like her. She can go away. And you know what, Tropicale? This one might be a little bit controversial. I'll tell you this.
Friends sucks. I don't like Friends. I'm never going to like Friends. It's not going to happen. And I gave it a try, Tropic Gal, because one of my buddies was like, oh, I really like it. It's a good show. Do you? Do you really like it? I'll give it a try. You know what, Tropic Gal? It sucks. It sucks. It's horrible. I can do away with it. And you know what will happen, Tropic Gal? Because I gave it a fair shake. I did. I gave it a real fair shake. I actually watched a couple seasons of it. It's not a good show. Out of a couple seasons, for a comedy show, you know how many times I laughed watching that stupid effing show? One time. One time it made me laugh because David Schwimmer's character shows up and he's dressed like an armadillo and he says, it's me, the holiday armadillo. And I thought that was effing hilarious. Outside of that, Tropico, many hours consumed. The show sucks. It's a bad show. Knock it off. There's so many people, oh, Friends is the greatest show of all time. No, it's not the greatest show of all time. You get off my lawn. You know, why don't you stand in front of the TV while I go figure out how to fire a gun? Fred sucks.
I'm so glad you have a scooter because this statement, this movie quote applies so well. It's like, you know, Lloyd, just when I think you couldn't get any dumber, you go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself because I 100% agree. Friends is trash.
Such a bad show, yeah. Man. Such a bad, and I understand millions of people out there love that show. It sucks. It's no. And you know, it's funny too, Tropico, because I love Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. I love Seinfeld. Seinfeld to me is hilarious. Seinfeld is real life humor to me. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Amazing show. Hilarious. Makes me laugh every single time I see it. But there seems to be some type of weird disconnect for Friends people and Seinfeld people, Curb Your Enthusiasm people. There's some type of weird disconnect where I don't think the two generally agree, right? I don't think the two swim the same way, right? And you know what I think it is probably, Tropico? Intelligence level. Friend sucks. It's not funny.
I'm so proud of you. So I hate the one it. Which he is since went off my television. But the one that always got me as far as commercials was the Charles Pittman ads. Charles Pittman is a local North Alabama ambulance chaser.
Okay.
Claiming to be a logger. And basically what he'll do, if you're in a wreck and need a check, call, Charles Pittman is the way to go. Call 533-5000.
That's a great ad.
Yeah. It's terrible. It had a jingle and everything.
Yeah.
And I wanted to. Well, dude never went to court because he would only take cases that where they would come to the insurance company. Oh, you owe us money. And they get a settlement. He cashes his 15% and walks away.
Yep.
Never going to court. He's one of those guys.
Gotcha.
Was a drunk and got divorced and got taken to the cleaners. So he got a partner. And the partner looked like just a creepy guy.
Okay, just creepy guy.
Yeah, I'll send you, if I can find him on YouTube, I'm going to send you the ads, like the Charles Pittman ads. And you can see as he's progressing down the spiral of DUIs and all these things, like he's no longer clean shaven in the ads. The one person I knew that worked for this guy was one of the scummiest and sleaziest people I knew. So okay. I figured if a lawyer's going to hire this guy, it gives me a lot more credence to what I'm saying. But yeah, those Charles Pittman ads like make me want to Elvis TV. In a heartbeat. And if you're from North Alabama and you saw any of these ads like on channel 19, 31 or 48, 54, like that's our four locals.
Yeah.
That's yeah. You, oh boy.
No relation to Craig.
No.
Okay.
No.
I was gonna say Craig wouldn't let that stand.
It was terrible. He, because he made so much money chasing ambulances and getting people to settle out of court, so he never had to really do any work other than just cash checks and have his people call and threaten insurance companies for a settlement.
Right.
I mean, that's legit all they did.
It's a good gig if you can get it, though, I suppose.
They never went to court. I mean, there's so many of those, which the ambulance chaser lawyers can get off the lawn. Like, that's all that they want to do. Yeah. It's not about helping people. It's about lining my pockets.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, I'd like to line my pockets.
Yeah. Yeah. You and your Flex Seal inventions.
God, Flex Seal's wonderful.
But yeah, that's the one when I thought of that, that yeah, it's probably best I didn't have like the revolver in my hand because Elvis, I think, shot his TV with a 357 Magnum. So there's no coming back from that.
Okay. Man. Yeah, that's that Gatorade commercial. Friends, that can go away. Roseanne could go away. Boy, I'm sure there's a handful more. I'm sure there's a handful more shopping up, but we got other things we got to get to, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. We got to get to that seven minute mission, my man, and that's brought to you by J&J Figures. You can follow them across social media platforms. It's at J&J Figures, man. Check out their website. You want to pre-order? Yeah, you're tired of getting let down? Not finding at your locals? Guess what? You pre-order from the J's. They're going to show up in pristine condition, man. They ship with care. They're collectors first. Nobody does what they do. Are you looking for classics? You looking for elites? You looking for legends? You looking for jacks? You looking for Hasbro? What are you looking for? They got you covered, man. Just go to jjfigures.com, man. They'll take care of it. Get yourself some collector coins, whatever you need. Just talk to the J's.
I got 521 collector coins this morning.
He's got pre-ordering figs. 521 in the collector coin piggy bank. I don't know. Is that what it is? They put it in the
I'm assuming. It's, yeah, I've okay. got to figure those out still.
Gotcha. Yeah, but you got them, man. That's the key. You can't use them if you don't got them. And you get them at J&J Figures, man. JJFigures.com. Check them out. Tropical, you set the timer and you take us away, my man.
So we will start this seven-minute mission now. You know, seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old tale from the sea. Anyway, so we've got a couple of just straight-up repacks. One is Taz from last time without the belt, and the one is the RVD straight repacks. We bumped Taz down because the belt brought him up. Mm-hmm. We've never seen Taz in purple. So we gave it a C+ this time instead of the B- as last time. And then RVD is still that excellent RVD with the painting A+. I accomplished my mission there, Kevin, to produce those. So we will go next, just for funsie, Axel Rotten. This is a solid fig. The only knock I know that we really noted on it was that we wish the goatee was a lighter color, like that. Yep. You know, that facial hair was not painted black, but otherwise I enjoy the facial features, kind of the smirk on the face. Like that's really good technology. Why didn't you employ this when you had the WCW line?
So body type is outstanding. The face, for the most part, like you said, it's pretty solid face. It's the only problem is that they make it that goatee is black, right? And it kind of gives it a goofy look to it. If you were to touch that up, it's a much better looking fig. It's a good looking fig on its own, though.
Yeah, so we gave Axel an A- because if you would have had that, it'd probably been an A.
Yeah, you know, easy.
Potentially A+, but you know. So we go to Balls Mahoney. Now this face is a bit cartoonish, a bit Duggan, if you will. But Kevin, these details on, and I was not a huge ECW like watcher, you know, like religious fan as some people mm-hmm. are of it. I still knew who Balls Mahoney was, and I still knew some of the gimmick stuff. Knocked it out, like a lot of this out of the park.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. The detail, the amount of time and energy that they put into the shorts to make the shorts look like the shorts that Balls wore, to have the tights on underneath the shorts, to have the different colors, the separation there. The detail is just so good. The shirt looks great. Like, it is hands down Balls Mahoney. Like, there's no way you could mistake this for anybody else. They put the damn the eyebrow ring in there. It doesn't stand out as much as maybe you'd like it to, but you can tell that it's there. They did a great job. The face is a little cartoony. It's a little Duggan, like you said. But when you look at that lower half, man.
Yeah.
Boy, did they hit a home run on this one.
Yeah, that's the only thing holding it back. It's an A, We gave it an A. The face, if it had been a little less cartoony, this is probably an A plus fig just because of that detail. That's a one-off mold. But yeah. We will go on to Rhino next.
Gore.
He is in the singlet. The body type is right. The face is very good. Like, you look at that promo photo and that face, like, that's you. Again, why didn't you do it for WCW? My biggest knock, and I know when we were discussing this, there's not a lot of detail to do on Rhino. They went with just a basic font.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But yeah. We gave Rhino the B+ there. We will move on to Tajiri because we've got a main event coming that you guys aren't ready for. Yeah. Hope you're listening, Dookie boy. But Tajiri is next. This looked like a knockoff Eddie Guerrero fig, like Eddie Guerrero cosplaying Tajiri. That's what I told Kevin as soon as I looked at the fig. I was like, man, that's Uncle Eddie.
It does. It does look like that, man. I think that the biggest problem is that they didn't hit the eyes. Didn't hit the eyes, and that's where you do get that Eddie Guerrero kind of look with the mustache and the kind of little piece together goatee there. Details on the tights are great, but this is and if you set this fig next to the rest of them and you go just based solely on likeness of who they're portraying, this is the one that falls short.
Yeah, he's a little bit too ripped up, you know, Tajiri. We gave him a C. Like, it's a fine fig. It's nothing that's just so egregious. And you did, if you'd have just painted black tights on there, that would have been a DD minus at least.
Yep.
So we will go to Raven next. We're saving him for the main event for last because it's too transcendent, to be honest with you. That's insane. But Raven comes out to insane detail on like every aspect, the tattoos, the shorts, the jacket, the flannel shirt. If you put Nevermore on the t-shirt, it's a basic font, but two-tone hair. Just, it's a good fig.
It's beautiful, man. I have this one. I've gone back and forth and back and forth about opening. I did pick it up from jjfigures.com. It's such a wonderful figure, and it came in such great condition. I've had a hard time busting it open. I have the ECW shelf, and it belongs up in the ECW shelf, but it looks so good, and the packaging in such good condition. The details are outstanding, man. There's nothing that when I look at this fig, the only thing that I go, well, maybe it fell short, was, in fact, the face. And it's not too far off, but it's not all there.
Yeah, so we gave it an A- because this is insane detail.
Yeah.
If you'd have maybe lightened up the beard and, you know, got the face a little closer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably an A+. Now we're on to Jerry Lynn, or as I like to call it, Duke Bags' debut action figure, because this is Duke Bags as an action figure. 100%. I mean, you are welcome to go from there, but that's Duke Bags. Like, as soon as I zoomed in on the face without looking at the promo photos, it's Duke.
It's so funny that you say that, because when I saw this fig right away, I went, boy, this is a beautiful figure. This looks amazing. The detail in the trunks are great. Like, the face, to me, it looks like it's a Jerry Lynn figure. It's a fantastic Jerry Lynn figure. They might have ripped him up just a little bit, but overall, it's an outstanding Jerry Lynn figure. And then you had the nerve to go, boy, this is Duke, isn't it? And now I can't not see Duke when I look at this figure. This now has become a Duke Bags figure, and it's unfortunate, right? Because I love Jerry Lynn. Now, I love Duke too. No, he's been a friend of mine for over 30 years. But this, it sucks because, like, it almost took away from the grading of the Jerry Lynn fig, because now all I see is Duke when I look at this fig. This is 100% Duke, and I love Jerry Lynn, but Jerry Lynn doesn't look like Duke.
Yeah, so we gave it a B+ and overall 88.25. We went about 12 seconds over, but
oh man, we got to tighten up.
Yeah, but you know, it was Duke's debut figure.
Yeah, so. It's a good point. Good point, man. Yeah, we got to tighten up. That was the 7-minute 12-second mission brought to you by our good friends over at JJ Figures.
You want an extra 12 seconds? Call Duke. That's
the- yeah, exactly. Exactly. Maybe 8, but it's JANDJ Figures across all social media platforms. Hop in there, whatnot, man. Always having a good time. I snuck into a whatnot stream the other day during my lunch break, Al. Well, actually, it wasn't during my lunch break. I'm lying. I take my lunch later than the streams now at the new office. So I just kind of popped my phone open, went, I'm going to see if there's anything going on in this stream. I wasn't able to stay for long because at this office that I'm at now, I'm busy. I'm a busy man, working man. But I did pop into the stream, and I just typed in the chat, I'm in the office, and I did the little face with the finger over it. Shh. I wasn't able to acquire anything. Like I said, I wasn't able to stay long. But, man, check out their Whatnot streams. Always, always good stuff. Their website's always good, man. Just check them out. It's well worth your time. Tropical, where do we go next?
We are to weekly trophies. And
okay.
What did we put on the wall?
Yeah, trophies.
We've Elvis'd a TV.
Yep, we have.
We had an excessive lawn, and Kevin clearly doesn't know his colors or wrestling. So there's.
I know wrestling and my colors pretty well. Pretty well.
That was both debatable. Very debatable.
Which one of us is bumped?
But now to trophies. So this week, I did some interactions with my main man Dan over at. Now it's flashback jerseys instead of flash jerseys on Instagram. He's got him a website. Jerseys. Yeah. He's got him a website now.
Attaboy.
Just started it up.
Okay.
It's kind of fun. Like it's got a fun look to it and everything. And I appreciate this dude. Like he and I talk way too much about jerseys. Like we obscure, just random jerseys we'll get to talking about and just have a good time doing it. But I bought a couple of them. One has not arrived yet. I've technically bought three, but one has not arrived yet. It's on its way.
Yeah.
I have a fandom of a certain linebacker, and he played down on the plains of Auburn. Tequila Spikes. I got a Bills, a blue jersey.
Oh, man, that guy was a stud.
And because if you want the rookie jersey, you got to get the Bengals.
Yeah.
The black Bengals jersey, both Tequila Spikes. That I was just like, man, that's going to be hard to pass up. He made me a deal. Check it out. You can find him on Instagram at Flashback Jerseys. Very interactive. Loves to help you find just whatever you're looking for. I know he's on the hunt for a Rams Jerome Bettis jersey. And I'm like, yeah, I got one of those from when I was a kid. He's like, you want to move it? And I'm just like, no.
No, I do not.
I do appreciate. He's like, I desperately want one of those. So anybody out there wanting to move a Jerome Bettis Rams jersey, hit my boy Dan up over at Flashback Jerseys. He's a great guy. Just so much fun to interact with. But I did get, it's not necessarily a wrestling fig, but to the collection, I bought it from these guys. Well, Tom over at the Fig Cave, the Gigawatt Transformer, the Back to the Future car.
Yeah, very cool.
I was planning on opening it and putting it on the Back to the Future shelf, and thank God, because HDS delivered it. And I'm messaged, like, hey, I got it. You know, like the mail mangled this thing. Like this is clearly handling, because you can see where the tape is pulled up and things like that. And I was just like, well, I think I do that. But anyway, I was going to crack it and put it over there by the Lego DeLorean, and I've got a Matchbox or Hot Wheels size DeLorean and all this thing. So it's Back to the Future. It hits for me, and that's one I decided to add.
Yeah, attaboy.
Other than that, though, like I've not been adding the wrestling figs because I am surrounded by them. Anytime I step in this office, they are all about me.
You're still making your way, huh?
I mean, there's still. I've sold 200 plus figs. I've put probably 30 or 40 in, you know, between yours, John Klinsman, like, you know, boxes I've been setting aside, like trying to get you guys stuff for your collection. I put probably 30 to 40, you know, in those, and there's still probably 500 figs here.
There's Jeez, so Tropical.
It is so many.
That's rough, man. That is rough. It's see, and I cleaned out the office a little bit, did some reorganizing.
Yeah.
Some making some, you know, making some space, moving some things. I like what I'm doing. I got the vibrators are in they're in a new section, a more prominent section, right? Mm-hmm. Cause you got to have those up there. But I look around, I go, boy, I got a lot of space. I got a lot of space left to fill here.
I got you covered.
That's why I don't quite have that fatigue, but I imagine if I walked into my office every time and it was just, you know, 700 figures sitting in my office and the madness that will come with it, I can imagine, you know, it can be a little bit wearing. I can see where you're coming from there.
Yeah. It's just one of those that I do want to, because the Jays and I made the deal on the Ultimate Editions, and I guess that last, well, for now, wave of carded figs. Yeah, for now, boys, I will say that. But the, like we made that deal, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna try to go through these all again and get like the heavy hitters. And old Jay was definitely like, yeah, just take your time with that. That's because I mean we've been able to negotiate great prices, and that's the thing too. If you're trying to sell your collection, the Jays will entertain offers. It's one of those, don't be that guy of, I know what I have, trying to deal with them, because they'll probably polite you, well, it's probably not a deal for us. Not that they're trying to rob you, trying to do this. It's like, you got to understand, they're in a business. It's like, mm-hmm. they're trying to make this their business. Like,
right.
It would be awesome. I know old Jay said several times, to be able to, hey, this is what we do now.
Mm-hmm.
We sell and distribute toys, and yeah. You know, like that would be incredible. Like I'm rooting for those guys. They're such 100%. Good dudes, yeah. Such good friends to the community. But that's one of the things that, like, yeah, if you got to sell your figs, you know, come with it realistically. Yeah. They, you know, they will work with you. They will try to help you out any way they can.
It's very funny, Tropical. I don't know if you were in the stream the other night when I was in the stream, but I was giving old Jay a hard time. And I forget what exactly it was that he said. He said something, but I said, yeah, I'm more of a young Jay guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, maybe it could be just young Jay on the podcast. I would enjoy that.
But it's like, when are you available, young Jay? No reason.
Yeah. No, both the Jays are fantastic. I do. Yes. I do love busting old Jay's balls though, man. I do. I have a great time doing it.
I love the rapport we have. I know with both of those guys, and you know, old Jay and I, like the rivalry of Steamboat and Savage, like, you know, it plays into some of our relationship with one another. So
yeah, no, good guys, good guys, man. Can't recommend them enough. Tropical, I didn't have like a super heavy week. I had an interesting week though. I'll tell you that. I picked up the Superstars Jake, which is that's a really fun Jake, that yeah. Fig and the green tights and green shirt. I picked up last night. I was able to acquire a Solo from that new, the kind of pretty much all Bloodline series. I think it's all the Bloodline. And then Cena, I believe is who's in that series. The Solo is a good, it's going to go right on the old Samoan Dynasty section of the collection.
It's
there.
It's the suited one, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the suited one. Yeah. Which I normally don't go for suited figs. But this is a good looking fig, and it's got the whatever it is, the alfalfa necklace on it, so that's yeah. Important. Picked that one up. I got home one day, Tropical, and I had a surprise waiting for me.
Nice.
Molly goes, look at this, and she hands me a bunch of cards. She picked up cards. One of her employees saw wrestling cards at a thrift store.
Huh.
I got the lot, man. I got so many wrestling cards to go, and they're all like from like 98 to 2002. Wow. So like there is some fun stuff in there. So what I ended up doing was I still got a couple of packs I have yet to open, and I'm really excited about. And they've already been opened.
Yeah.
They're like essentially repacked in Ziplocs. But just being able to like go through them and look at it, it's so much fun, man. And some of those cards, some of the stuff that they were putting on cards at that time, I don't know if they were meant for kids, man.
They got the bikini collection in there on trading cards. Oh boy. Oh boy. So, but yeah, I was excited about that. So what I did, Tropical, was I went and got myself some sleeves.
Nice.
Sleeves in the book. Yeah, I'm gonna do some organizing of these new wrestling cards. I'm pretty excited about that. Pretty excited about that. But that was, I'm trying to think if there's anything else, and I don't think that there was. I'm just kind of kicking around. That seems to be it, man.
You were seems supposed to have it. Like a giant box of trophies the next time. But
yeah, wow. So were you. Yeah. Yeah.
Bunch of fingers.
Well, for anybody that doesn't know, Molly was supposed to head down to the shores of Alabama, and in that she was going to work somewhat as a delivery gal there for us, because she was going to drop off a couple of boxes that I have for Tropical, and she was to pick up a box for me. And problem was is that I guess it's storming in Alabama this week. I have no idea. It sounds like
there's projected storms, and if you're going to the beach, you don't want to be stuck.
Yeah, so they rerouted and they're off to see MF or Ted in North Carolina. But that would have been fantastic. Either way, Tropical, it's a good set of trophies, man. That was a good week. I did show some restraint too yesterday. 30% off that Ultimate Edition Hulkster. $23 looking me in the eye. You know what I did, Tropical? I looked at it and I went, The Hulkster area is pretty full right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm okay on that. They got to do something that blows my mind for me to get another Hulkster, I think.
What was it, 5 years that he didn't have a fig because of statements that were said? So it was like 5 years we didn't have Hulk Hogan figs, and I think they're making up for the lost time because they seem to be, most of these, every other line seems to have a Hogan pick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. It's pretty thick. Pretty thick in the Hulkster, man. Pretty thick in the Hulkster. Anyways, that was good. That was a good troph, man. Good troph series. What do we do? We got to sign off now, don't we? Isn't that? That's kind of the next thing we got to do. You got any super size shouts you want to throw out there?
I was going to say, you can find us on the socials. You can find us on Twitter. Or X if you're an a-hole. But you can find us on there at TotsPod. You can find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast, at Year of Pod on the Twitter machine. You can find our main channel page at GBW Pods on Twitter, and that's also on Instagram. You find us at GBW Pods. You can find us on Facebook. Just look up Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. And you can find our merchandise officially licensed at prowrestlingtees.com/gorillabrain. And that's
easy peasy.
That's the social plug. I'll give a shout out to our boys Ted and Manny. Appreciate and love you guys. My main man Johnny C. I know he's in the thick of baseball season right now with his boy, and they're doing some travel ball and things like that. So he's getting to coach them up. Give Dougie Nunya some love here. My guy Travis, who I'm selling this collection for, that just, when I think it's done, it's like it just laughs in my face. Like, nope, you're wrong. But it is fun. Like, it's kind of like going through a time machine, going through this. I'm going to be honest with you. Wrestling figs, eras, and things like that. That I didn't know there was a Scotty Too Hotty Elite.
Right. That's
something that's, I have discovered since going through this collection, this most recent box. Like, there's a Scotty Too Hotty Elite. That blew my mind a little. So that is one of the fun things of collecting. That, every once in a while you do, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely, man. I'll throw out there every Monday night. You can catch the Shining Wizards live at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. That's myself, Handsome Kevin, along with Double T, the Brundlefly, and Tony with the Y, man. Doing a lot of fun stuff every Monday night. MF or Ted, you keep trucking, man. Big Daddy. Manny, you keep trucking, man. Little Daddy. Didn't have one for Manny Bland, so little daddy, right?
Yeah, the J's. I left off the J's for some reason.
But. Can't have two big daddies. Yeah. The J's, double daddies. Anyways, with that, man, we'll put a bow in this one, on top of this one. You put a pin in it, you put a bow on it, right? That's how that works.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. Appreciate you. Stay out of traffic. Don't drive like an a-hole. If they don't have it, that's not their problem. It's not theirs. It's on you. Go to Costco. It's important. Savio's the best. Country music's horrible. So is Friends. Don't chase ambulance. Be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody.